Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to the Sylvester Stallone Podcast. I am your host, Paul Scheer, and in shocking development, it's actually Victor, or I should say Victor's son, from Vine Inn & Suites in Hollywood, that's 1133 Vine Street, listens to podcasts. So, Victor's son, Antonio, this is a shout-out for you. I didn't mean anything bad about your dad. He's a great man who just is not supplying part of his deal, which is heating. And he is apparently not going to tear this place down. I was misquoted in hearing that, what he said. Vine Inn and Suites is great, and there are no bed bugs. I've been thinking a lot. And I know in the beginning I had a lot of enthusiasm, and I called upon some of my friends, not the biggest celebrities. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, they weren't the biggest. I mean, I know a lot of big celebrities. You know, I once was at Bad Robot, and apparently J.J. Abrams was there. And, you know, and I've met at DreamWorks. Yeah. You know, and I think I saw, well, I don't want to get into who I saw, but I went to DreamWorks. And I have, look, I'm in Hollywood. I'm trying to be in Hollywood. I'm not going to go out on any auditions for crazy people. I'm not going to do reality shows. And my agent should know that. Here's the deal. I need help. And I'm excited to reach out to my friends. And I want to reach out to one of my most famous friends. This is like my buddy, like the guy who helps me out all the time. His name is Rob Riggle. You've seen him in movies like The Hangover, Dumb and Dumber 2. We work together all the time. He's my close friend. And what I'm kind of thinking is, and you kind of are my little accomplice in this, we are going to just kind of talk to him and see if maybe he can help introduce me. Because he has told me numerous times, I took care of his kids, I babysat. Yeah, big deal. I'm a guy and I'm a babysitter. No big deal. Don't make a weird thing about it. You're sexist. He told me if I ever needed help, I could go to him. And we're close friends. I haven't seen him in a little bit because he's been shooting a bunch of different stuff. 22 Jump Street, 21 Jump Street. But we are, you know, super tight. He's one of my most famous friends. And I figured if you can't ask your famous friends for something, then why are we even in this business? So I want to call him up and I want you guys to listen in. You know, maybe this will be the way that we get to Stallone, because I really do feel, I really, really do feel that things are shifting. Like, you know, like a pole vaulter, you know, the most scary part is the run. And then you're up in the air. And I feel like that's where we are right now. We're about ready to land and the judges are going to give us tens. And so Rob Riggle is one of the judges in this metaphor. I don't know. I'm having fun. And so let's get Rob on the phone. And like I said, one of my closest friends, and I'm sure he's going to want to help me out.
Hello?
Hey, is this Rob Riggle?
Who it is?
Hey, Rob, it's Paul. What's up, man?
Hey!
So, hey, congratulations. The movie was huge. Dumb and Dumber 2. Awesome, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I don't know what it's like on your end. Mine's real bad. I'm having trouble hearing. What was your name? What's the name? Who is this?
It's Paul. Paul Scheer. Your buddy. Come on,
say
man.
Say it again?
Paul. It's Paul Scheer.
Paul.
Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
You don't...
Paul. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
No, wait. Do you not know who this is?
Please don't be mad. I've been super busy, so forgive me, but I'm not connecting the name with the face. Hey, help me out.
I've known you... First of all... You've been on Human Giant. That was a TV show I did. You've been on The League. That's a TV show that I do. You've been on NTSF as the president of the Navy. That's another, that guy, Paul. Nothing?
So, like, you know, like in a capacity, like a producing?
No, as capacity? An actor. I know you from New York, man. From UCB.
I did UCB.
Yes, me too.
I did UCB.
Okay, what was the name of the UCB. What was the name of your improv group? What was the name of your improv group?
Being part of UCB was a really just. It's a great experience still to this day.
This is not an interview. I'm just calling you as a friend.
I'm sorry. I thought you want to talk about Dumb and Dumber too?
No, I don't want to talk about Dumb. I want to. All right, look. What team were you on in New York? Do you remember the improv team you were on?
I'm sorry. Yes. I mean, of course I was on a couple. I mean, I started out on very funny story. I started on Remedial Zen.
Okay. Are you, again, I'm not interviewing you. I'm not interviewing. I'm just trying to jog your memory.
I'm sorry. Well, you're very hostile. And I thought we were doing an interview. I've been doing a lot of press for the movie.
Okay. Well, was it fun working on Dumb and Dumber?
I'm sorry. Say that again. You're screaming so loud. I can barely understand you.
Was it fun working on Dumb and Dumber 2?
I got to tell you, it really was a dream come true. It was almost surreal in a way.
It's
you know,
ridiculous.
Been such a fan of the movie for 20 years, the first one, and then getting an opportunity.
You really don't know who this is. You're not doing a bit right now. You're not doing a bit.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no. All right, well, you know what? Maybe, well, let me get to the matter. Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
Of course.
What? You have?
Everybody. I think if you're in Hollywood long enough, you're going to get a chance to meet him.
I've been trying to do a whole show about trying to meet him. You met him?
Literally just the other day. Literally just the other day.
Can you maybe hook me up?
I don't know. Huh?
Can you maybe hook me up as a, you know, buddy to buddy?
Well, I'm not comfortable with that. That's a weird favor to ask, but I'll answer any other questions you might have.
This is not, you know what? This is fine.
Do me a favor. Go see Dumb and Dumber 2. You won't regret it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a jerk.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Paul! Well, I'm slightly embarrassed about that. I guess I haven't seen Robin in a little bit of time, and I just thought we were a little bit closer. Maybe it's actually me and the way that I view my friends and stuff. I'm actually learning a lot about myself lately with that. I think I have a stronger relationship with people, and I'm finding out that I don't. You know, they say that like 70% of friendship is in your head and how other people perceive you. And I guess maybe my 70% is a little bit skewed. So I'm not going to lie. That did hurt. But we are no closer to the goal, which means the goal must change. Sylvester Stallone show, but for how long, we don't know.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.